Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
River now green, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Sarah Heiner. Sarah is the CEO and the second generation leader of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is the twice monthly magazine. It's also online at bottomlineinc.com, and so check that out, folks. And all the things we've been talking about, those are all online. So the franchises and the information about the data breaches and all that stuff. Sarah, you've been blogging.
I am.
You've been
a
busy little blogger, haven't you?
I had posted a new one today.
Tell us about it.
Today I posted one about called Let Them Fly, which is about letting young people, you know, take their chances. Parents, these chopper parents,
right,
we are all over them. And
I
we
know.
Will not give them the chance to succeed.
They've got to make mistakes. You've got to let them make their own mistakes, don't we?
You absolutely do. No question about it. So that's today's. But a couple weeks ago, I blogged about what I called the delightful variety of my life. And it really was prompted by, I can't stand it, Jim, the intolerance of a variety of opinions.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what has happened.
I call it the death of intellectual honesty.
I'll go with it. I mean, that people cannot handle learning and understanding, and I love the fact that I'm surrounded by people that challenge me and people of different backgrounds.
On everything, from politics to religion.
I don't care what
it is. Exactly.
If I surround myself with everyone that is identical to me,
boring.
I already know me. Right? I don't need more versions of me. I got me.
Right.
Right? It's so much more interesting
How have we gotten to the point, though, where if you don't agree with me, you must therefore be my enemy?
I cannot for the life of me figure it out. The one thing, here is my one little theory on it in terms of the intolerance, that the chopper parents, these baby boomer, let's build the self-esteem of our offspring parents, told these kids, you are the most important thing, precious. Your words are so important. You are pearls of wisdom at every kind. So they really believe that.
Yeah.
And that they do not understand something that contrasts with it.
My daughter she was playing ball, playing a volleyball. There was a little fracas in the locker room when she was in the eighth grade, and she came to me and she said, "Dad, why did that person want to fight me?" And I said, "Honey, look, you've grown up surrounded by love." I said, I hate to tell you this, but the rest of your life, everybody's not going to love you.
Right.
She looked at me like, what?
But you have to understand that.
Yeah.
It is not. Here's a shocker. Shocker alert. Spoiler alert. It's not all about us.
That's right. But I just wish we could all get some intellectual honesty back, Sarah. I mean, I have lost friends. The people I thought were really good friends, we'd actually had conversations about intellectual honesty.
Right.
But because I didn't denounce Trump to the level that they thought I should, whatever I did,
right,
they don't even want to talk to me anymore.
Yeah.
I'm persona non grata because I didn't say horrible things about President Trump.
Yeah, I do not understand. So here's my new mission that I'm on. When you talk about hostile work environments, you know, that's a big issue for business owners, right? And if you impose any of your views on your staff, it's hostile, especially if a person in power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all this stuff going on at the universities, they have hostile student environments.
Yeah. How can that be?
I don't know, but this is
where you're forging your opinions.
This
you know?
Is my thing of the week, that these students, talk about class action suits. I think there's a class action suit for students that are not believing, towing the line with the liberal views.
Right.
That they are being abused. That they have a hostile environment.
I know a young lady. I know a young lady whose father is a minister. She went to a liberal arts school, and was going to be a poli sci major. They ran her out of the program because she was conservative.
Well,
she was not able to stay.
You hear stories about students who are getting their grades impacted if they do not present the position that right. the professors want them to.
Well, that's malpractice.
And that is exactly what happens in businesses. If someone in power, like a professor, can influence, negatively influence the underling's output.
Yeah, that's awful.
It's illegal in my world.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Right?
It's horrible. Yes. So, folks, let's just dial it down a little bit. And
sorry,
and
you got me on my soapbox.
I'm with you right there, honey. And let's dial it down and let's just try to. E.F. Schumacher said, "We're all passengers on Spaceship Earth. We're not going to get off this thing alive. You know, we got to live together." Hey, thank you so much, Sarah. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
Will you come back soon?
Always.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Sarah joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasting, and remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.